Hi, this is Cheryl Miller and our Zen Buddy Gang. We have Robin, Lynn, Maureen, Alice, Monica, and who else on the call?
Hi, it's Kate.
Kate, welcome back.
Thank you.
Anybody else join? All right, we're here on our third and final Zen Day today. And this is our third call in, so we're going to start with Robin and see what you worked on in the past hour, Robin.
Pet patrol.
Pet patrol, okay.
Feeding time at the zoo.
Right, and you're getting ready for your date.
Yep, polished my toenails.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you won't be having trick-or-treaters tonight then, huh?
I don't think so. It's pretty quiet this year. Plus, I live on a hill, too, so...
Uh-huh. They have to work hard to get up there. Maybe that's part of the fitness plan. So,
how many pets you got?
What is that?
How many pets do you have?
Oh, I have the new puppy. He's a rescue. I do rescue. That's what I do, and I work with the volunteers, and I take care of the I trap feral cats, but I have a bunny and a puppy and a couple of kitties and a couple of guinea pigs.
Got a collection.
My daughter loves her pets. I think she's going to be a vet.
Good. So, hey, Lynn, let's check in with you and see what you did in the last hour.
Well, I started on the table and got some more done on that, and then I got a phone call, so I ended up on the phone call, so I didn't get to finish up.
Yeah, that makes a difference, doesn't it, when life intervenes?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get dates, we get phone calls, we get trick-or-treaters, you know. Stuff happens. So, all right.
Another layer done, so at least I can see the top of the table now.
All right, well, that's great.
Yeah.
How about Maureen? What did you do in the past hour?
I was working on flat surfaces, and I'm glad I happened to do the one flat surface because I found a birthday card that I had put aside for a very dear friend, and her birthday's coming up, and I think I would have forgotten to mail it if I hadn't been doing that flat surface.
All right. Yeah. Bless those flat surfaces, huh? They hold a lot of precious stuff. We just have to kind of keep on top of it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like excavating.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for that. And how about Alice?
I was working on the bed, and it's not done, but it's getting done. And I put a lot of things away where they should go, and threw a lot of things out. And I started to collect. I had boxes from different items that, you know, I was saving the boxes, and so I had them on the bed with the anticipation of folding them up for recycle tomorrow. So I worked a little on that.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of that to do the same thing with. So
good.
So I'm getting done, but I'll continue after the call.
All right. I like that energy. Okay, cool. How about Monica?
Well, I got the kitchen cleaned up and started my load of laundry, and I worked on my snacks and lunch for tomorrow and turned on the lights in my Halloween decorations, got the candy out, and now we're just going to wait for trick-or-treaters to show up and enjoy the rest of the
evening. Sounds like you really kicked it in gear.
Well, I wanted to get done before they showed up. So.
Yeah, so you had two clocks ticking.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun how that happens. How about you, Kate?
Well, let's see. I got the recycling out of the kitchen and I put everything in the can and rolled it to the curb. And I eliminated one of my flat surfaces. It was this tray table that I had bought at a junk store and wanted it for a collapsible place to when I wanted to do crafts and collages and stuff to bring it out and pop it up, but instead I brought it up to my room, and it just has sat there for several weeks, just kind of collected in another flat surface. So I got that emptied off and got it, broken down and put away where I meant to put it. I did get the stuff out to the car, and What else did I do? I got on one of the things on that flat surface was a box that I had, just like one of those boxes where you put things that, you know, you want to keep but you don't really know what to do with. So it's just a little box, and I had gotten it partially emptied out, but I got it completely emptied out.
Right.
So that was part of collapsing that tray table, was getting that emptied out. And haven't quite gotten everything that was on there put in a new place, but at least it's not a surface where I'm going to keep throwing things.
Yeah, one horizontal surface down, several
right.
to go. Yeah.
Right.
All right, that's a solution. Get rid of the horizontal surface.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, neat deal. I finished up my vitamins, and then I checked on my laundry and, you know, put the stuff in the dryer, blah, blah, the next step on that deal. And then I made my smoothie. I make smoothies in the morning. I've gotten out of the habit because I've switched up breakfast, but I'm back to making my smoothies every day. So I made my five different freezer bags of a variety of fruits. So I got those all ready to go, so that all I got to do is dump them in the blender with my other ingredients.
I never thought of that. I make smoothies too, and I'm always chopping the fruit, you know, the frozen fruit. Every time I do, dragging all those bags out. What a good idea.
Yeah, it saves a lot of time. I make, you know, five bags if you go to work and you just want to have it for work, but seven bags if you want to have it on the weekend too. So, yeah, just put the little baggies out there, stand them up, and then put a little pineapple in each one, a little strawberries in each one, a little blueberries, whatever you got. I put a half a banana in each one, and I have all that stuff frozen. So it just takes me minutes. It took me about 6-7 minutes to do that. So anyway, so, yeah, I feel really good about that. So just for fun, because, you know, this is our last call, but it doesn't mean you got to stop working. So let's just go around the room and – did we miss anybody? Did anybody else chime in? Okay, let's just go around the room and say what people are going to do for the next hour. And it could just be put your feet up and, you know, have a nice Sunday night. It doesn't have to be any work, but just to kind of close off the deal. So, Robin, what are you going to do for the next hour? Get ready for your date?
Yeah, I had to unmute. Sorry. Yeah, I just took out some recycles also. Probably just going to pop in the shower then.
All right.
Yep.
How about you, Lynn?
I think I'm going to keep working on the table because I really want to get that done this evening.
Cool. And Maureen?
I'm going to fill out that card to my friend and walk around the corner and mail it in the mailbox, and then I'm going to come back and continue to tackle those flat surfaces.
All right. And how about you, Alice?
I'm going to continue with the bed and getting more of those cardboard boxes I've been saving, getting them flattened down.
All right. Good plan. And Monica?
I'm just going to enjoy Halloween tonight and make a note to dial in tomorrow evening.
Excellent. Okay, that sounds perfect.
Oh, that's great, tomorrow.
Yeah, and then Kate?
Well, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that it's not raining yet to go take a walk while it's still light out, and some on the West Coast, folks. And I'm going to step in at my neighbor's, who's having a little kids' Halloween party, and then I'm going to go to a local pub and watch the World Series game.
Oh, how fun. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
We have a little bit of light left here, not much, but enough for a walk. Toby and I are going to go walk on the levee, and then I'm going to come back and make soup. Oh, did anybody else join us? I thought I heard a ding. Anybody else?
This is Sandra.
Oh, Sandra, how'd you do in the last hour?
I'm good. I should have set my alarm, though. my timer.
Kept working.
I did. Anyway, I got some squash roasted and then a whole pan of roasted vegetables with tofu cut up and ready to put in as soon as my squash are done. And then I'm going to just do trick-or-treat tonight. So it's been a great day.
Oh, good. Yeah, me too. It's been a really nice day. And I just think you're all just so wonderful. It warms my heart to be working with other people. I'm not sure why I think it's so special, but I think about y'all while I'm working around, and it just makes me happy and makes me smile. And I want to thank you for joining me today. And does anybody want to say any kind of a farewell or any kind of comment before we hang up?
Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I really appreciate this time. It seems to help me a lot.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I get so much accomplished knowing that there's other people working, too.
It does help. I wish we can do it more.
I know. Well, you know, maybe we can. We'll see.
Yay!
Yay! Hey, so I've got my magic wand here again, my little pink wand. It's kind of fun. So just make a wish for today or for some time, and it's really like setting an intention. And then this little thing just punctuates it with a sound. So let's all wish for what we want. So be it.
Oh, how cute.
All right, guys. Happy Halloween. Have fun on your dates. Have fun on your life and
Thank
on
you.
Your walks and cooking. And we'll be talking to you Monday night at 7 Central. Carmel's going to do the healing teleclass. I'll send you an email about it. And we'll be connecting again.
Wonderful.
Okay, very good, Cheryl.
All right. We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Bye,
okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you next.
Hey, Dina.